Alrighty, let's check in with the City of Greater Bendigo now and see what's happening in the Shire. All the latest news from the CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well indeed, thanks.
I feel like a broken record here, Craig, but what are you doing with customer service during lockdown?
So people can't come into the customer service centre, Steve, unfortunately. So we've still got our lines open for phone calls. We've still got our emails open for requests. So if anyone wants to ask us something, give us a call on 54346000. Or they can email requests at bendigo.vic.gov.au and that'll be distributed into the organisation to make sure we get a response back to those inquiries. And rate payments are the same, Steve. We sent some rate notices out last week or two, so some people want to pay them straight away. We can't receive them at our customer service centre, unfortunately, but Australia Post and Bendigo Bank are potential places where people can make those payments. So just look at your notice to see where those options are.
Must bring a tear to your eye, Craig, as the CEO, when you know there's people wanting to get in the door to give you money and they can't.
It's challenging, Robbo, just in terms of, like, it was, what did we get, 2 hours' notice last Saturday? And,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
We've just got to do what we've got to do.
Indeed, indeed. And part of doing what we've got to do, if we've got to do it, is getting tested if you feel unwell.
Yeah, exactly. And, look, I think there's been a pretty good response from the Greater Bendigo community. To make sure that we do get tested when we are feeling unwell, and seen a big take-up of the 16 and over vaccination offer that came into force this week. So I'm actually getting my second jab this afternoon.
Great.
Robbo, so looking forward to getting fully vaccinated. And if you look over to Shepparton, Shepparton's not that far away. They've got 17,000 people in their community, about a third of their community isolating right now.
Wow.
So it's important that we all do the right thing and follow the rules and get tested and get vaccinated.
Yeah.
We have another impact of the lockdowns, et cetera. What's happening to White Knight?
Yeah, unfortunately last week, Steve, the state government announced that they weren't going to proceed with White Knight this year. That was for Bendigo and Geelong. It was scheduled to be in Bendigo on October the 2nd. It was held in 2019 in the middle of winter, and it was an amazing event. 60,000 people turned out in the streets of Bendigo to view things that they haven't ever seen before. It was a great family and community event, free event. Unfortunately, we can't have it this year. So they're trying to reschedule for next year, hopefully, again, if we've got enough people vaccinated and the rules change, we can make sure we can host that event in Bendigo. And, it was just, as I said, a fantastic family and community event. So one which we want to bring back to Bendigo as quickly as we can.
Yeah. Talking of, you know, going back to normality, the last time I was in Strathdale community in the hall there, I was actually thrown across and body slammed in a wrestling ring by Daniel Brewer. Anyone who knows Daniel would know that that was not a lot of fun for this skinny little bugger with Dan coming at me. But anyway.
How'd you end up in that weight division, Robert?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, look, a guy goes to break a chair over the other bloke's head, which is what I was going to do, and Dan attacks me. I mean, geez, what's the world coming to? Anyway, it was a bit of fun. But the Strathdale Community Hub, you're after some feedback.
Yeah, so this is a Crook Street Hall, some people would know it as, or the Strathdale Hall. So we've done a review of the facility and done a concept to try and broaden the use, make it a more multi-purpose facility, look at more natural light, more improved energy efficiency, better accessibility, including technology, a future cafe, which would be great in that location. There's lots of people go to the parks and gardens in that area. The concept designs are on our website. And I've talked about Let's Talk a few times. Last week I was talking about the strategies that we've released and go to Let's Talk. If anyone wants to contribute or comment on our strategies or concepts or plans, on our website up the top there's a few icons, but Let's Talk is up there. And if they click on that, it'll take them to quite a number of other areas where people can click on and find more detail and then provide comment back to the city on different strategies, and this is one of those.
Yep.
Have a look at the plans and give us your feedback. We want to hear from the community about what they think.
Okay. And we'll have to sort of leave this one, but suffice to say, you've launched new business grants fund to help Greater Bendigo businesses, and I guess all the details will be on your website?
Yeah, on the website at bendigo.vic.gov.au/BGF, Bendigo Business Grants Fund, $729,000 available there, Robbo, in different categories of grants. 23rd of September is a closing date, so invite businesses to have a look at that and talk to us if they want some more information.
Terrific stuff. Yeah, got to help everybody out as much as we can, that's for sure, at all levels.
Indeed.
Craig, always good to chat, mate. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Craig Neiman from the City of Greater Bendigo, the CEO.